No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
High Noon Saloon by Slugfest Games. For 2 to 6 players, ages 10 and up, plays in 30 to 60 minutes. Y'all?
On a winding desert road in the middle of nowhere lies a town with no name. In this town, you'll find a place where no slight goes unanswered and no fight stays private. The roughest, toughest watering hole in the Old West. The High Noon Saloon.
Yeehaw! And this time, we got a bunch of cowpokes sitting around the table going to review this game and played it. That's including myself, John. Also, we have, who's probably not going to use an accent,
Doug.
Johnny.
Tim.
Mr. Matthew.
And Thomas Smith.
This is an awesome review so far. So, what's some good stuff we can say about this game? First off, before we get into it, we'll say that for those of you familiar with Slugfest game Kung Fu Fighting, this game is very much like a Wild West version of that. So what's some good stuff we could say about High Noon Saloon?
It's a lot of fun watching people throw shotguns around.
It turns out really narrative. Like, we were just coming up with stories for how the cards put together in a way that was very entertaining.
Yeah, and Kung Fu Fighting is kind of like that, too. Everyone's nodding their head saying, nope.
The girl, it's Kung Fu Fighting, and it's in a West setting.
So what's some bad stuff we could say about this?
It's Kung Fu Fighting in a Wild West setting.
It's just Kung Fu Fighting with a Wild West setting.
I would guess it plays in more than 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah, just like Kung Fu Fighting, which says it plays very quickly. That's all relative to a bunch of factors. And
as we know, it can
go a lot longer than that. Any other bad stuff about it?
There is, in fact, player elimination, and it can happen very suddenly, there's not much you can do about it if you're not lucky on your draw.
Where you just get thrown out of a window when someone slams a chair into you?
I was about to say, whacked through a window by a chair. The chairs, I believe, are overpowered, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and for a game that goes on as long as this one, being eliminated, as you said, fairly early in the game.
I believe I ate 2 pieces of pie.
Right. So that could be a good category if the pie was in the box, but it's not. So so what's something we could say that might be other about this game? For those of us who've played Kung Fu Fighting, it's interesting that this actually has a board on it.
Yeah.
So there's actually a little bit of a tactical positioning yourself.
It has a team version that could actually be more interesting.
Which I think the expansion for Kung Fu Fighting added that to that game, but this one's actually built into it. I like how we just keep comparing High Noon Saloon to Kung Fu Fighting, but it is so similar to it, though, isn't it?
Bullets.
There are bullets.
Yeah, so many bullets.
Yeah, rather than...
But not in the guns.
You know, punches and kicks or weapon attacks, it's ranged or melee, and rather than stances...
Which adds an interesting...
It's... choice dynamic what part of the saloon you're in.
Which is oftentimes the center, because you or people around you will be very frequently called out from whatever position you're in.
So there is
a certain limitation of the impact of the play board.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, that was High Noon Saloon by Slugfest Games.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.